What's up? It's Draymond Green, back for my 14th NBA season and the new season of my podcast, The Draymond Green Show. Unfiltered takes, real hoop talk, and big-time guests. There's no holding back on the court or on the mic. Follow The Draymond Green Show wherever you get your podcasts.
He's from North Carolina. He comes from a long lineage of ballers. You know, so I expect a lot from him all the time. I expect him to get up and dust himself off. That's why we always say the next play, your best play. Forget about the last one. We can't do nothing about it. We'll learn from it. You know, when guys just talking about straining a little more. And, you know, he's just poised. I told you he's been consistent. He's the same guy each and every day. He works extremely hard to be that young and to be seen and to be playing at a high level. It's a surprise to everybody else. But, you know, we had a different glimpse of it throughout training camp and stuff like that. So you're just happy for him and willing to good for your brother. And really, willing to good is giving everything you got. He continues to do that. And we'll do the same.
It's Cardi B's guy right there, Stephon Diggs. Stiz, if you see that as an opening to play something that might rhyme with
Delta,
I would
take them to Tulum,
because that might be my favorite soundbite we've played in months around.
Put them on Delta.
Talking about Drake May, who's part of the reason it feels like we won't be talking about coaching changes in New England for a long, long time. Mike Vrabel, Drake May, paired together for the future. But there are nine NFL teams looking for a head coach right now. I know John Harbaugh is interviewing with the Giants, and apparently they are putting like the full court press on him, whining
and
dining. And, you know, I think they're going with the whole, like, don't let him leave the building. Don't let him interview other places. Like, let's get this deal done.
Daboll told him to sign there.
That's the best thing I think for John Harbaugh is to get the seal of approval from the former coach who just got fired.
That is pretty interesting. Like, they fired him and he's still willing to say it's a great place.
Yeah,
great place for you. You'll love it there. You'll love the kids, the young players, the whole thing.
My biggest question was, what's Joe Schoen doing, or Schein, or whatever his
Shane.
Name.
Shane. Yeah.
Is the general manager. What's his deal?
Well, especially if the reports that we've had about what Harbaugh requires to take over a team, including say over the GM and final say on the roster.
Gonna work.
I don't know how that would work. And it wouldn't be the first time, though. I mean, we saw a late Mike McDaniel firing in Miami. Could we see a late Joe Schoen firing in New York where it's like, well, we were going to keep you, but Harbaugh said we can't keep you, so sorry.
Even though you recommended Harbaugh for the job.
Right.
Yeah, that's got to be fun.
I don't know what you guys think, but I would put that job pretty high as far as a desirable destination.
Good defense. You got a running back. You got a wide receiver. You got a quarterback.
Quarterback who's cost-controlled.
Yeah.
Who's cheap.
As long as he is not concussed.
And a high draft pick.
Right. Like, that's the one concern with that team is injuries. That they have a triumvirate of offensive young talent. Neighbors, hurt. Scadaboo, hurt. And Jackson Dart, I lost track of the number. They
perennially
were
hurt.
Five times to the tent for concussion protocol.
And a defense that has the bones of a good defense.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. And I mean, part of it's because
Carter, Thibodeau,
picking so high, like that they've been able to add a lot of top 10 type talent to various aspects.
Eventually, the Rays have to get good, if you know what
I mean. So Steelers, Ravens, Browns, Giants, Titans, Falcons, Cardinals, Raiders, Dolphins.
I don't like the Steelers' job, even though that usually they hold on to coaches for a long time.
High.
I don't know, man.
Why not?
They have a lot of work they need. You don't have a quarterback. You don't really have a good running back.
But that'll,
your defense
that'll,
is getting old.
Having no quarterback, I think, works into an advantage to some degree.
Time-wise?
It buys you time.
Yeah.
You're not going to be judged on that first couple of years because you theoretically won't have a quarterback at that point. At least one that's up and running. So unless you get somebody like the Patriots got in Drake May, so I think that in some way can work to your benefit. That there's, I always
less
say,
pressure. You mean?
Yeah, until you get that guy, the clock to me doesn't run on your clock to being fired unless everything else is just a train wreck in the meantime.
Are the Roonies and do the fan base have the stomach for maybe a reset year or two? Because with Mike Tomlin, famously, we all know, never had a losing record.
And what do you guys think? The profile of the coaches for Pittsburgh have all kind of been similar. Like, you know, these kind of hard-nosed,
Flores,
tough, you know, type of team. Right. I mean, that's the one candidate.
Got to be a betting favorite.
He's got an open lawsuit against the NFL.
Yep.
And part of his issue is what the owner, Stephen Ross, said. He's being accused that he told him to tank a game so they get a higher draft pick. I don't know. They're going to feel like, can I trust this guy with information?
But they do have an existing relationship with him from the 1 year he spent there before moving on to Minnesota.
Linebackers coach.
And also, I mean, that is a team. The Rooney Rule literally emanated from the Rooney family that owns the Steelers, like the minority hiring practices in the NFL. So I think they would very much be open to that. And you're right. He fits the profile of sort of hard-nosed, tough, you know, his story of working his way up and all of those things, where he's from. I think that would play. But Fitzy, they need a reset year. To get the quarterback, they probably need to have a non-winning season to get a high draft pick or figure out a way to get that high draft pick and move forward.
Hey, a good one from the Twitch chat, Rather Be Golfing 95 says, okay, so Flores can get a job, but Gruden can't? You think of John Gruden, like, we keep mentioning Belichick's
not
name every other day. Obviously not, but like, why is Gruden still involved? Like, is he vanquished, banished? Does he have a lawsuit against the NFL now?
He's still in the...
Is he still in timeout corner?
I still think he's toxic.
Yeah?
I think he is, too.
Oh, I think he's toxic. I don't think he would be... I don't think, you know, maybe the Rooneys would feel comfortable because they're a strong family. I don't know. I just think the fan base would question that hiring.
I don't think the Rooneys would because of the racial issues in the emails
from Gruden.
Right. Yeah. So, yeah, I just
know. I think he's on the same list as Bill Belichick and Josh McDaniels.
What's up? It's Draymond Green, back for my 14th NBA season and the new season of my podcast, The Draymond Green Show. Unfiltered takes, real hoop talk, and big-time guests. There's no holding back on the court or on the mic. Follow The Draymond Green Show wherever you get your podcasts.
Feels like, guys, Gruden, if it weren't for the emails, would he be hired? Absolutely. He'd be one of these nine. Belichick, if he wasn't failing so badly and 74 years old, would he be hired? Absolutely. Josh McDaniels, if he didn't have the two experiences in Denver and Vegas, would he be in this hiring cycle? Absolutely. But they do have that baggage, and that prevents them from being legitimate candidates. We have a lot of people on the text line chiming in with, why aren't you talking about the Falcons? Why isn't that one of the better jobs? They have a lot of young talent.
Bijan,
Ted, you're a Michael Penix guy, right?
I'm a Penix guy. I am.
So is that a really good job?
I don't know if Arthur Blank, I don't know, with Matt Ryan now as the president of football.
Yeah, he's running the show.
I don't know.
He'll fly you in on his private jet.
That would scare me because I don't know how much power does Matt Ryan yield. I know they finally got rid of Terry Fontenot, the longtime general manager that I think the coaches, if you're going to go there, you know there's a guy between you and the owner that you're going to have to contend with that you might not be on the same page as that guy, and that's probably now the new guy, Matt Ryan.
But I do love the fact that there are a lot of now former head coaches or coaches that have been relieved of their job who could make great reclamation OC projects. Like the fact that you could get Brian Daboll or Mike McDaniel to run an offense for a year or two because they just got canned and they probably won't get another HC interview very enticing in certain places. Very enticing.
Dan Ball?
Something else with the Falcons job, too. They just restructured Kirk Cousins' contract, and he is owed $67 million in the 2027 season.
Right.
$2 million this year, but $67 the next. So you're getting into a weird area in terms of roster flexibility in a year's time.
And why would they do that for 26, though?
Because they were in cap trouble. You got to kick the can down the road. They're kicking away.
But I heard cap is crap.
It absolutely is, because if it wasn't crap, you'd be screwed this year and have to eat it. You can actually
They'll be double screwed the year after.
No, it's half as screwed. That's why they do it. It goes half and half and half. You keep kicking it. But Miami is the same situation because you have Tua. So that's the issue. Yeah. I would much rather have no quarterback than a quarterback I don't want. I vote just looking at the jobs sort of generally. If you have the Raiders, they don't have a quarterback, but they don't have a $100 million guy you got to figure out. And I know the Broncos are doing it. The Broncos have done it post-Russell Wilson. They eat the Russell Wilson cap money, and they've been a playoff team 2 years in a row with Bo Nix. They're the number one seed. Maybe they go to the Super Bowl. But yes, Dan Ball?
It's becoming the most helpless spot in football for a team to have a quarterback that you had to lock up long-term but you know isn't going to be a winner.
Right.
There are a couple of those that pop up. I kind of wonder if the Chargers are a year or so away from having that conversation because you sign that deal and you know, all right, this guy isn't a Super Bowl caliber quarterback, but he's better than having nothing, so we have to commit to him, and then you're in no man's land.
Analogy just popped in my head.
You know, what do you got?
There's a lot of people out there that say, it's like having a husband or wife that, you don't really want to be married to. You'd rather be single. It's better to be single than to be with someone that you really don't want to
There's some truth to that. There's some truth to that. But once you've done the deal, now you're in trouble getting out of it.
Yeah, no doubt. Oh, it's
cost you half of everything. Get the chainsaw out, start cutting everything in half, right?
Denver's lucky because they hit on a bunch of like middle round guys, too. The R.J. Harveys, Bo Nix was middle first round, obviously, as well. Like they drafted well to get out of Russell Wilson cap jail.
The draft is always the answer. The draft is always the easiest answer. Yep. One team we haven't mentioned. Yep. So we mentioned Harbaugh.
Arizona.
We didn't mention his former team. And I will ask you this because
that's
I don't know.
Obvious omission.
But did you guys watch yesterday some of the clips out of Scotty?
Oh, yes. I thought you were going to go somewhere else. All right.
No, that became a less attractive job for me, watching Biscotti. I don't know where he's going exactly.
A little unhinged.
Yeah, a little bit. A little unhinged.
First press conference in 4 years. He basically saved up 4 years of rim stingers and jabs.
So we'll get to that a little bit later. Maybe we'll ask Adam Schefter about the Ravens job and the owner and what was going on in his press conference yesterday. Because Adam Schefter, next here on WEEI Afternoons.
What's up? It's Draymond Green, back for my 14th NBA season and the new season of my podcast, The Draymond Green Show. Unfiltered takes, real hoop talk, and big-time guests. There's no holding back on the court or on the mic. Follow The Draymond Green Show wherever you get your podcasts.